91.1 WZBT, you're listening to WZBT News. I'm Brendan Rowley. This past weekend, Gettysburg College students took a much-needed break from wrapping up their final papers and projects to celebrate SpringFest, a three-day extravaganza of concerts, food, and fun sponsored by the Campus Activities Board. This year's theme was In SpringFest We Trust and featured a showing of Captain America and a performance by the band Basic Vacation as students donned American flag t-shirts and pants. Students also flocked to Stein Lake to see the performance of Sage the Gemini, the rap artist behind the popular songs Gas Pedal and Red Nose. Sage's concert was opened by DJ Beauty and the Beats. Also hosted this weekend was the college's fifth annual Day of Service, a day used to honor the memory of Emily Silverstein, a Gettysburg College student who was murdered on campus in April 2009. Every year since then, students have attempted to emulate Silverstein, who was noted for her dedication to promoting peace and justice by serving at various local service projects. This year's projects had students traveling to local farms, soup kitchens, and animal shelters to help out the community. Unfortunately, however, only 35 students participated in this year's Day of Service, compared to last year's 70, perhaps in part due to the fact that most of those who knew Silverstein personally have since graduated from Gettysburg. The Gettysburg College baseball team completed its regular season on Saturday, wrapping up with 31 wins and only 6 losses throughout the season. The team's stellar performance earned them the highest national ranking in the program's history and set the school record for the most wins. The Bullets earned the number one seed in the Centennial Conference playoffs and were slated to play Johns Hopkins today at 3 o'clock, but the game has since been rescheduled for Friday on Kirchhoff Fields. We're going to take a break right now, but we'll be back with local news.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
When I grow up, I want to be a glass countertop in a new home.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's best birthday present.
When I grow up, I want to be a football stadium.
When I grow up, I want to be a warm place on a cold day.
When I grow up, I want to be a fancy backsplash.
When I grow up, I want to be a bike that races around the country.
When I grow up, I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I want to be a rocking chair on
when
a sunny
I grow up,
porch.
I want to be a skyscraper.
I want to be a...
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 I want to be
a... I want to be a...
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. A public service advertisement brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
And we're back. You're listening to 91.1 WZBT News. On Saturday, the Hispanic American Center of Hanover hosted the 7th annual Kids Day celebration, which had local families and their kids coming together at Work Park to see the various shows, presentations, giveaways, games, music, and mascots present at the event. Hundreds of kids scampered around from dunk tank to obstacle course, while members of So's Taekwondo group performed a spirited rendition of What Does the Fox Say on stage. The performance of the day is to... The purpose of the day is to bring together communities of diverse cultures and pay homage to children's importance in society, according to the event's website. Heavy rains across central Pennsylvania and Adams County flooded more than 20 area roads on Wednesday. Several creeks, including Alloway and Conowago, overflowed onto their banks and beyond, causing the roads throughout York, Adams, and Lancaster counties to become completely submerged. Most of the affected roads are often susceptible to flooding due to their low-lying geographic location, but they became accessible later in the day as the impeding waters evaporated. We're going to take a break right now, but we'll soon be back with upcoming events on campus.
So, I'm a dog, and I just got adopted by this new human guy, and I'm starting to wonder how he got along without me. I mean, okay, something as simple as walking around the block. He's got this leash thing, and he puts me on one end and him on the other, and I'm just taking him around. I think he's afraid of getting lost. Without that leash and me guiding him along, I don't think he'd find his way back home. But it's kind of cute.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and theshelterpetproject.org.
WZBT is underwritten in part by Town and Campus Hair Care. They offer men and women's haircuts, hot lather shaves to highlighting, as well as a second floor spa area for waxing, tanning, and nail services. Town and Campus Hair Care is located at 8 Carlisle Street, just off Lincoln Square in downtown Gettysburg. For salon hours and more information, visit the website at townandcampushaircare.com.
We're back with WZBT News. Here are some upcoming events on the Gettysburg College campus. Tomorrow, of course, is the last day of classes for Gettysburg College students. One way students can celebrate this is by attending Dr. Brent Talbot's Gamelan Ensemble performance, which will take place outside Musselman Library from 2 p.m. to 3. The gamelan is an orchestra composed of various Balinese instruments, and they will be performing both traditional and contemporary Balinese music. On Saturday, the college will be hosting Celebration, a spring colloquium that showcases students' work from a variety of disciplines. It includes a lively integrated mixture of panel presentations, performances, posters, artworks, short films, and readings from 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. in Schmucker Hall 222 in the Recital Hall. Thank you for listening. This has been 91.1 WZBT News. I'm Brendan Raleigh.